Alright, welcome back to the LEGO Star Wars podcast. So today, I got a little bit of news to cover. So, the Mandalorian set was officially leaked. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, review the holiday special that came out, and talk about the new episode of Mandalorian that came out. So before we begin, if you'd like to donate, click the link in the description of this podcast. Every donation will help this podcast out. Also, if you'd like to buy some merch, link is in the description. Really quick again, make sure to check out Gaming Central Podcast if you're into gaming. This podcast informs about everything gaming, gaming setups, best mics, best tech, and reviews of games, so go check them out. Also, because this podcast are released on a Saturday, the next episode will be after Thanksgiving, so everyone who's living in the US or anyone that celebrates Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you all have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. And if you guys are going to try to get LEGO during Black Friday or Cyber Monday, I hope that works out for you. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope you have a great week. Alright, let's begin. First, talking about the officially released Mandalorian set. Well, last week I wasn't too happy about the set, but I may take a little bit back. I may take a little of that back because of that arm printing. No one saw this coming, but arm printing on Mandalorian for a $30 set? Wow, I think this was LEGO's way of making up for the Razor Crest not having the Beskar Mando. But that figure looks great. Love the inclusion of Baby Yoda. The Flick Fire missile looks pretty interesting too. I like the silver color of it. It's, you know, it's just because usually they're all like red, green, sometimes orange with the Starfighter or blue, but you know, they're not doing transparent colors anymore. That's kind of cool. Now I've also been thinking, so yeah, this set's pretty good. I've also been thinking where the set flaws, and I wanted to talk about it. So basically, first, I don't really see people getting this for the builds. Maybe the speeder, but nothing else looks intriguing. So this is really a $30 set for minifigures, and honestly, there's no opposition to the set. Like, there's no good guy and bad guy, and I mean that's not always bad. Like, battle packs usually don't include an opposition; they're usually army building, sometimes. But for a $30 playset for kids, I don't know. I get kids will probably make the Tusken Raider the opposition, and the annoying thing is that LEGO is marketing this set as the Tusken Raider being the bad guy. If you don't look at the box art, it shows a Tusken Raider. If you look at the box art, sorry, it shows a Tusken Raider shooting that Flickfire missile at Mando. But I get it. There really wasn't an antagonist in the episode besides the Krayt Dragon. That would have been really hard to create though, and I don't know. I like the set for the minifigures. Everything else is a little bland. I do like this design of the hut though. Pretty spacious and looks pretty good. Wish that they would have enclosed the other side, but it's okay. Also, I really like that speeder. Definitely not too big. And it looks pretty screen accurate, so that's good for the speeder. Overall, I would probably give this set a 6.5 out of 10. Love to hear your opinions though. If you want to email me or leave a comment on YouTube, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this set. Honestly, I know I said this before, but is this really the wave we're getting? I don't know. I just feel the wave isn't a good wave. But yeah, that's the Mando set, and this is the wave we're getting. Alright, moving on to the holiday special. Think if Disney just shows up at Lucasfilm and is like, this is canon, so put in the timeline. Yeah, I mean, it was funny. Definitely better than the original by a long shot. If I could get one thing out of this holiday special, it'd be that six-pack Kylo Ren as the May the 4th promo. I'm just kidding. But it was chaos the whole way through. There was actually some actors who played these characters in Star Wars, like in the special. So I'll get into that, starting off with Kelly Marie Tran, who played Rose Tico in this and the sequel trilogy. Next up, we have Billy Dee Williams back at it again, playing the famous Lando Calrissian, which I was really surprised about, but happy to see him back, you know? And then we have Anthony Daniels with C-3PO. If you don't know who he is, he played C-3PO in every Star Wars movie and show, so that's cool to see him back too. Next, we have Matthew Wood, who voiced for Kylo Ren, and he also voice acted for General Grievous in Episode 3 and the Clone Wars. And moving on, Matt Sloan, I hope I didn't butcher his name, who did Darth Vader. He actually voiced Darth Vader in The Force Unleashed, so that's pretty cool. Next up, Matt Lanter, who voiced Anakin, and who also voiced Anakin in The Clone Wars. Well, who voiced Anakin this holiday special in The Clone Wars. Next up, Tom Kane, who not only voiced Yoda, but also Qui-Gon Jinn. And Tom Kane voiced Yoda and Admiral Yularen in The Clone Wars. And then probably my favorite Clone Wars voice actor has to be James Arnold Taylor. If you don't know who he is, he played Obi-Wan in The Clone Wars, and he's back again with Obi-Wan here. I just really like James Arnold Taylor. He's always like so nice and down to earth. but yeah, so that's pretty much all the notable actors in this holiday special, and now it's time to move on to the Mandalorian episode. Again, spoilers, so if you haven't already watched the episode, I would watch that first. Okay, wow. I was kind of disappointed before I watched this episode because all the rumors led up to that we wouldn't be seeing Ahsoka in this episode, and we didn't, but this episode made up for it. I'm guessing the Imperials wanted Baby Yoda's blood so they could transfer his blood to other beings, and maybe they'll become Force sensitive, and you know, maybe that order is carried out by Palpatine, like, get all the Force sensitive creatures and try Snoke, I don't know, who knows, but wow, that episode was great. Seeing Carl Weathers and Gina Carano back on the screen was awesome, can't wait for them to come back, so excited. Also, my new episode 10, blew up on YouTube with 168 views, so that was crazy. Thank you all. Now, I have 1,346 plays on this total downloads for this podcast. Thank you guys so much for the support. With that being said, that's the end of this episode. Like the podcast if you enjoyed it. Share it on YouTube if you'd like. Consider giving me feedback to improve or leave a question. Leave a comment on YouTube if you'd like. Email me if you have a question or just want to say hi. And if you have any ideas for this podcast, email to me at podcast episode, email to me. And if you want to donate, click the link in the description and buy some merch if you'd like. Have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. And see ya.